Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. And I love today's lesson. What comes to your mind when you think of William Shakespeare? Dramas like Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet perhaps, Julius Caesar, King Henry VIII. How much do you know about William Shakespeare? Well, the name of today's lesson is Shakespeare, 400 years since the death of a genius. Yes, he was a genius, and it's time to celebrate this genius. We will learn today about his writings. We'll also learn a little about his property, that is, what he owned, and then something about his family, those nearest and dearest to his heart. And after we visit Michelle, we'll take a look at a short video to see what Shakespeare's world might have looked like. What are we waiting for? Let's begin.
Shakespeare, 400 years since the death of a genius. The most famous writer of all time? April 23 marks the 400th anniversary of William Shakespeare's death. Shakespeare is probably the most famous author who ever lived and is considered a genius by most. He wrote around 37 plays and 154 sonnets, and his work has been translated into over 100 languages. He penned beautiful metaphors, serious dramas, and amusing tales. In Shakespeare's lifetime, his plays were performed on stage to both Queen Elizabeth I and King James I. Indeed, Queen Elizabeth directly influenced Shakespeare's work.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 anniversary 这个名词。ANN 这个字根有年的意思，所以 anniversary 是指周年庆或者是周年纪念日。例如 The Robinsons will be celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary in Hawaii in July. Robinson 夫妇会在七月去夏威夷庆祝他们结婚25周年。或者是 The school published a special issue of the magazine for their 50th anniversary. 学校为了庆祝50年周年庆发行了校刊的特刊。接下来我们看 metaphor 这个名词。Metaphor 是指隐喻。例如 The author loves to use metaphors about flowers in his novels. 这位作者很喜欢在小说中使用有关花朵的隐喻。或者是 Love is a battlefield is a metaphor.爱情是个战场，是一种隐喻。
We got a little idea of what Shakespeare's world might have looked like 400 years ago. That's kind of cool.
Yes, it is actually very cool. And you know, Gabe, I love Shakespeare a lot.
I do too.
I love Shakespeare's plays. I love learning about Shakespeare, reading about him. And so I really am excited about this lesson. Shakespeare, well, 400 years since the death of a genius.
Speaking of geniuses, uh-huh. I felt like a genius when I was in my Shakespeare class in college. Did you ever take a class on Shakespeare?
You took a Shakespeare class? Hey, Gabe, so did I.
Oh. Well, I was in a Shakespearean play at least once.
Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh,
Did you ever play a character in a...
Hey, Gabe, guess what? Uh-huh. I've watched several Shakespeare plays.
Oh, you've watched them?
Yes, I've watched them.
Not the same thing.
Well, you were just a supporting role. You played a supporting role.
You're right. But okay, well, you know, we're not going to argue about this because we both love Shakespeare.
We do, so let's talk about Shakespeare.
Okay.
And we see that he, well, it's a question, the most famous writer of all time. Is it possible that William Shakespeare is the most famous writer of all time?
You know?
Yes.
I think it's true. I mean, I know that this is a matter of opinion. When you talk about the most famous, often that really is a matter of opinion. We don't know if it's really a fact or not. However, so many people think that he's so significant, he might really be the most famous writer of all time. And this basically means that throughout all of history, when you think of all of the writers in history, he is the most famous one.
Right. And of course, you can replace the most famous writer, or replace the word writer with something else. Mm-hmm. Like, some people might say that Bach or Beethoven are some of the most famous musicians of all time.
Yes, they certainly are. I would put Mozart on that list, too.
Oh, let's add Mozart as one of the most famous musicians.
What about scientists? Maybe is Einstein the most famous scientist of all time? Or was it Isaac Newton? Or was Charles Darwin the most famous scientist of all time? What about person in general? You know, I was looking at Time. Time had a list of the most significant people in history. Mm-hmm. And right there at the top was Jesus. No big surprise there. He might be the most famous person of all time.
I would definitely have to agree with you there, Gabe. Well, anyway, we're talking about William Shakespeare as being the most famous writer of all time. We read April 23rd marks the 400th anniversary of William Shakespeare's death. Shakespeare is probably the most famous author who ever lived and is considered a genius by most.
Well, he certainly was a genius. We read on here he wrote around 37 plays and 154 sonnets, and his work has been translated into over 100 languages. Let's see what he wrote here. He penned beautiful metaphors, serious dramas, and amusing tales. Rebecca,
yes.
I can hold a pen?
Yes.
What does it mean as a verb to pen something?
This just means that you write something.
I'm going to write that down. I'm going to pen that
yes.
on my paper.
Yes, please do. So it's a very useful and fun word to say, oh, he just penned a beautiful story.
Well, let's talk about this other word here in this sentence.
Oh, metaphor?
Yes, because he penned beautiful metaphors. Metaphor, you can use one word and say something else is like that, but you don't use the word like. So, for example, love is a rose. Rose is a metaphor for love.
Ooh, that's right. Or, gosh, Philip really eats as if he were a pig.
So, Philip is a pig. That would be a metaphor. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, friends, you could think of other metaphors, and Shakespeare wrote some beautiful and very deep metaphors in a lot of his writings. Well, right now, it's time for us to see what Steve and Ken have to say about how English changed during Shakespeare's life. Let's go to the info cloud.
The info cloud.
During the 16th and 17th centuries, English went through some major changes. The changes were numerous and so swift that English scholars of the day lamented that their language was unbridled and wild.
Yes, for one thing, the English lexicon was growing by leaps and bounds. People like Shakespeare were inventing new words constantly.
Adding to the chaos, spelling standards had yet to be firmly established. Consider this. We have 6 signatures from Shakespeare's own hand, and each one is spelled differently.
On one document, Shakespeare signed his name twice, each with a different spelling.
So people thought nothing of spelling words as they sounded to their ears. Incidentally, these unusual spellings help us to understand how people used to pronounce words.
That's right. Well, this messy state of English created a demand for spelling standards that culminated with the authoritative dictionaries of the 18th century.
As for reining in English's untidy grammar, scholars looked to Latin, which was considered the purest language of the day.
But because these languages were so different, imposing Latin grammar structures onto English was like, as one author noted, playing baseball while wearing ice skates. Not the best fit.
如果你觉得英文有许多的规则，你应该看看400多年前的英文。当时的英文是毫无规则的。在莎士比亚时期的英文，新的字是不断的被创造出来，也常常会看到同样的字却有不同的拼法的状况。就连莎翁自己的亲笔签名就有6种不同的拼法。一直到18世纪，有几本权威性的英文字典出版以后，才奠定了英文在语言界的地位。至于英文的文法呢，当时的学者决定采用 Latin 拉丁文的文法来给予英文某种规范，只是硬要将一个文字的文法套用在另一个语文上，往往会变成四不像，这也导致英文有很多的例外的规则。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. I could go on, but I don't have time. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. We're talking about a man today who wrote this sonnet. He wrote several plays and dramas and amusing tales. He was also listed in Time magazine as the 4th most significant person of all time. He was a genius and perhaps the most famous writer of all time. Who am I talking about? That's right, William Shakespeare. Let's continue learning about this genius now. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines.
Shakespeare. 400 years since the death of a genius. At her request, a supporting character from King Henry IV became the main character of The Merry Wives of Windsor. Shakespeare was not just a famous poet and playwright. He also gathered a reasonable fortune. Shakespeare bought various theater company shares and became a successful businessman and property owner. Shakespeare also fathered 8 children. His wife, Anne Hathaway, was 8 years his senior, and they married when Shakespeare was only 18. The couple and their children mainly lived in Stratford-upon-Avon, England. But with his wealth, Shakespeare bought additional houses in both Stratford and London.
OK, 接下来我们看 playwright 这个名词。Play 是指戏剧 ，write 这个字尾有工匠或制作者的意思，所以 playwright 是指剧作家。例如 Nora Ephron was one of my favorite playwrights. 诺拉·艾弗伦是我最喜欢的剧作家之一。或者是 the playwright and the director have different opinions regarding how they want to deliver the movie. 剧作家和导演对于这部电影呈现的方式有不同的看法。最后我们看 senior 这个名词。 SEN 这个字根有年老的意思，所以 senior 在这里是指年长者。这个名词通常都是用来比较年龄的。例如 my sister is 8 years my senior, 我姐姐比我大8岁。也可以用 by 这个介系词来表达大几岁，所以也可以说成 my sister is my senior by 8 years。Senior 可以当形容词，意思是年长的。例如 ,senior citizens can get extra discount in our restaurant. 年长者在我们的餐厅可以有特别的折扣。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Now, one thing I think is really interesting about William Shakespeare is that in Shakespeare's lifetime, his plays were performed on stage to both Queen Elizabeth I and King James I. And of course, we saw earlier that Queen Elizabeth directly influenced Shakespeare's work. Well, now we're going to discuss how that happened or why that happened. At her request, and of course that's Queen Elizabeth, a supporting character from King Henry IV became the main character of Merry Wives of Windsor. Now let's go back to the beginning of this sentence and talk about at someone's request. This just means that someone asks you to do something.
Right, and so at this person's request, you did something. Because they asked you to do something, you went ahead and did it, okay? For another example, I thought of Michelangelo, the famous painter and architect, or was he an architect? No, he was a sculptor. The famous painter and sculptor, at the Pope's request, he painted the entire Sistine Chapel, which is a very famous work in Rome.And I would love to see the Sistine Chapel. He painted this chapel at the request of Pope Julius II.
Ooh.
Do you have another example, Rebecca?
As a matter of fact, I do. Are you familiar with the story of Queen Esther in the Bible? Yes? Oh, I love that story.
I do too.
Well, anyway, at one point in time, Queen Esther, she wanted to have a banquet. So, at the request of Queen Esther, both the king and this other...evil guy by the name of Haman, they attended a banquet in the queen's, in her living room area.
Ah, very nice. At her request. She requested it, and so they joined her for this banquet. Well, Queen Elizabeth, who is also one of the most famous people of all time, okay, she requested that Shakespeare write an entire play based off of a character that she enjoyed so much.So that's great. That's a big compliment for William Shakespeare.
Indeed. Well, we see Shakespeare was not just a famous poet and playwright. He also gathered a reasonable fortune. So that means that he was quite wealthy as well.
That's right. He became quite rich. We see Shakespeare bought various theater company shares and became a successful businessman and property owner. Now, if you have several theater...company shares, that basically means he is the partial owner of those theater companies.
Mm-hmm. So he was a successful businessman and property owner. We see that Shakespeare also fathered 8 children. That means that he had 8 children. His wife, Anne Hathaway, was 8 years his senior, and they married when Shakespeare was only 18.
Oh, I love Anne Hathaway, Rebecca. Did you ever see The Devil Wears Prada? Or, Les Mis. She did a really good job singing and acting.
You know, and she also did a great job in Princess Diaries.
Yeah, that was
good.
But
Gabe, that's a different Anne Hathaway.
Oh.
That is the more recent actress,
right.
Anne Hathaway. And as a matter of fact, Anne Hathaway, Shakespeare's wife, that was her name.
Yeah, and actually I believe this actress that we were talking about, her name actually has something to do with the real or the old Anne Hathaway, Shakespeare's wife. Her name was influenced by this Anne Hathaway. Well, we see here this phrase, right? She was 8 years his senior. What does that mean, Rebecca? Here's a little quiz. Does that mean she was older or younger than Shakespeare?
I'm so glad that you asked. This just means that she was actually 8 years older. Older than William Shakespeare. Okay, so let's test your math skills. Okay.
Yeah, 8 is 8.
Shakespeare was 18 when they got married. Mm-hmm. How old was his wife?
20, in her 20s, 26. Am I right?
26.
Am I right?
You are right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you know, we can also say that, or replace the word senior with the word junior. For example, Sally is 5 years Ken's junior.
Oh.
So does that mean that she's younger or older?
That's right. That means she is younger. Okay, friends, use these words sometime today. But right now it's time for us to continue with something fun in the picture over here, Rebecca. We got a nice picture right here of Shakespeare's birthplace. All right, essay challenge. Yes. For today's SC challenge, I believe you know today's players. What is your name?
Melody.
Melody. And what's your name?
Coco.
Coco. Melody and Coco, thank you so much for joining us again. Now, you know our words from today's lesson are genius, anniversary, playwright, and senior. Are you ready for the SC challenge?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Here we go. Number one. Next week, Peggy and Greg will be celebrating their 20th wedding blank. Yes, Coco?
Anniversary.
We'll see. They will be celebrating their 20th wedding anniversary. Very nice job. 1 point for Coco. Don't worry, Melody. I believe you got this next one. Kelly is really smart and understands a lot about our world. I think she is a blank. Yes, Melody?
Genius.
I think she is a genius. Very nice job. Are you a genius, Melody?
Maybe.
Maybe. I think she's being very humble. Okay. Number three. If you were a blank, what kind of play would you write about? If you were a blank, what kind of play? Yes, Coco. Hey, I saw Coco's hand. Hold up here.
Playwright.
Playwright. If you were a playwright, what kind of play would you write about? That is the correct answer. Very nice job. Very good job, ladies. Well, we do have one winner today, and she is Coco. We got a prize? Oh, yeah. Always got a prize. And one for Melody, too. Thank you so much, ladies. We'll see you all next time for the SC Challenge. Goodbye. Good job again, you guys. Well, as I was saying earlier, many people think this was the house where Shakespeare may have been born. And you could see this if you visit England.
And what other things can we learn? Well, I guess you're going to have to find out tomorrow.
Right here at Studio Classroom. See you later.